The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Hallelujah. This one meeting that is committed, devoted to you. Say amen. This is a meeting set out to meet you, for Jesus to specially meet you and discuss with you. This is a meeting set out for Jesus to come personally to you and to meet you in this your estate, to make it not a time to wait and wait and wait and expire, but a time to put meaning in. Amen. We are sent to you. We're not just having a program. We are sent to you to deliver certain goods from your Father to you. Amen. The theme given to us this year is High Life. And there's no theme that I feel match this generation than High Life. No, I remember when I was in the worship all time here, they took Domoen. Many of you were sitting down. I was wondering what they're singing now. Are they already worshiping now, or they are still testing microphone? Say amen. Many years ago, when we hear those songs, we revel in the spirit. We get lost in the spirit of it. Amen. We enjoy that to us. Wow. It's refreshing. But when you are singing that to a generation, what are they saying? Where would they start now? Where would they start the worship? Amen. There's this old song we normally sing. That song is as old, I don't know. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. Not turning back. Not turning back. That's your vibe. Can you see? You can't just go like that. No, no. Amen. Something must come into it that will spend the billions. Eh? We will chew the culture. We will do that one. We will speak that way. It must sort us. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. For us, I have decided. We can be crying. We can be crying. Lord Jesus, I have decided. But for you, I have decided. So men of God who can understand the generational response feel like, what? These guys have spoiled their song. They have not spoiled the song. The same song. Now to a generation who are set for manifestation. The job given to every generation is always different. It's never the same. Generations are always given special assignment by God in the course of how life should be driven. And it will wire them in that manner. Be able to carry out what they should do. And let us not invalidate any other past generation. But there's going to be a generation that will bring together all the generation. That is the generation called Jesus' generation. It's like, who shall declare his generation? Say, hey, man. So when I saw this display, I said, wow, this one is sellable. That one, the one we had before is broken, it's brokenness. But this one is sellable. That other one cannot sell on the counter. That one's going to buy it from us. It's been there for a long time. But we have a generation that's going to sell out everything. Say, hey, man. So we thank the Lord for it. We appreciate the Lord for it. But we're coming to see out of God exactly what God intends so that what He gave will not be wasted. But somebody else can take it and use it. A cover can be used for any content. You can decide to use your away to wrap my mind. Is it not? You can decide to use your away to wrap rice. It's the same away. So if you're going to be, if you're going to negotiate based on the away, you will get different contents. So we're going to see a generation that will look on the content to make a choice of the away. You understand what I'm saying? That you don't get what you don't get what you didn't bargain for. Praise the Lord. And that was exactly what's going on this time. Our interest on the single for a long time is just based on the fact that I discovered that the basic assignment, God's intention for all men, for creating us actually as men, is for dominion. Is that right? Amen. That's known as established. Genesis 1, let us make men our image and after our likeness. Let us let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing. So, dominion, the reason for creating man is for dominion. Is to exercise or express dominion. And there's no dominion without life. A life is what is given the mandate to of dominion or to express itself. And when the house place, they call it kingdom. Like you have kingdom of the fish, he lives inside the water. Are you with me in the house? Amen. And he exercises his own dominion in that area. Doesn't have to come to the land to show his dominion. No. He shows it inside the water. Okay, so that's how God has made all creatures, give them their life to for the but for man. He gave man the right of dominion to use his own dominion. Man's ultimate intention, or God's ultimate intention for man, that man is the only creature that will use God's kind of dominion. Say, hey, amen. Man will not use every other life's dominion. His mandate is to use God's dominion. That's why the descent, let us make man in our image and let him have. And after I like them, let him use our dominion. Say, hey, amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you in the house with me, please? And I discovered that this mandate, though, was given to man. Man, ultimately, humanity. But it was handed, first of all, to singles. It wasn't given to them when they were married. It was given to them when they were single. Say, hey, amen. I think in chapter 1 there, verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, created he him. What's the next thing? Male and female, not husband and wife. Male and female. I think in chapter 5 again, he reiterates the same thing in chapter 5 again. Say, hey man, I'm just trying to let the reason for our commitment to the single project. Because God is, if that place is not honest, great damage will have happened to the man. Or great loss. The devil will succeed in robbing man of so much. Chapter 5, verse 2, male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name. Can I say? Not their names, their name. So Adam is the name of both male and female. You get it? What I say, Adam is the naming of both male and female. Their name is like your surname. It's Adam. And all that will come after them will all be called Adam. Let's talk about the first man, the last. The first Adam, the last Adam. So it's Adam. It's all Adam. What God made is Adam. Are you in the house with me, please? So God made them male and female, not husband and wife. As much as society recognize and appreciate and exalt the marriage estate, which we also give a lot of regard to, but God did not hand over the mandate of dominion to the marriage estate. He gave it to them when they were single. Say amen. So God couldn't have given a thing to a state of people who are going nowhere. It means there's a purpose for their life. That's why God will hand over a great commission. Up to the time when Jesus came, he still came to fulfill this mandate. I went to the house, please. And I remember yesterday I was talking about the fact that our Lord Jesus Christ came and lived all his life as a single person, as a proof that he gave it to a single estate. And that same Jesus that became flesh, that came into our midst, became the exalted Son of God. That baby born in our midst here grew and became the Son. He became the brightness of God's glory and the express image of his person. Say amen. He became what God ordained man. Let us make man our image. That Jesus became that image. He attained that as a single man. Say amen. As a single man. And that great apostle called Paul also came. Say amen. And ran the same race. And was caught up into glory. Caught up into paradise. Say amen. As a single man. So we'll see later on. What good is marriage apart from procreation? Because that same marriage can be a problem. They receive it as single. They fell out as married. An average single person, a child when he grows up, from the moment he's aware that he's a boy. I'm not a child. I'm a boy. Next thing he's talking about is when he will marry. You see that boy, 3-year-old girl, will take baby, back it. Is it not? We'll go and take tin and start cooking. He's thinking about the day we go to his husband, our husband's house, and start raising children and cooking food. So an instinct came in and superseded the real essence of being made. May I shock you that you're not a man, a male and female because of having children. May I shock you? Angels are also called children of God. Do you know that? And they don't have male and female. What gender is Michael? What gender is Gabriel? But they have children. So if God wants, if it is children God wants, he has many ways of raising children. He can raise children in his own way. And that's why beautifully spoken, that even when we leave this body, we remain male and female. There's something about male and female in concept in God that goes much more than sexual intercourse. I went to the house together, please. Say amen. Or else Jesus will not be complete. Who say marriage make you complete? But if Jesus Christ left the earth here incomplete, can an incomplete man sit on the throne? Can he meet up with God's requirement for redemption? No, he's a perfect man. So it means that marriage did not make him complete. Say amen. So God's intention to make man one, whole, one, is an ageless intention to make man fulfill the mandate of that dominion. Hallelujah. So, I want you to know that your single estate is well calculated and well ordained, or wherefore ordained by God. That's why in Christianity, we are all, even in all the past experience of this of all of men who have served God, children marriage is never accepted. Child marriage is. As a man marry a 6-year-old girl, it's an abomination. Are we in the house, please? Because a 6-year-old girl is not yet, has not been allowed to live as a single. You have robbed that child of single estate. You rape, you didn't just rape her sexually. You rape her of her destiny, her allotment in God that can only be achieved when you are single. There's something about you that is ordained by God to be achieved when you are single. And when you miss it, it will take more effort to achieve it when you are married. I didn't say it's impossible. I said it will take my effort. So, by God's ordination of grace, God put some things went into your life as a single person. That the best time to do it, and the right time to do it, and the proper time to do it. Imagine God saying to Adam, "Where are thou?" What did he say? "The woman you gave me." So you can't even find Adam to know what Adam did by himself. What he was responsible for by himself, the thing has mixed. Maybe it was Adam that did it, or it was Eve that did it. We have to be tracing it. I'm saying, who really did it? It's Adam. But Adam was not in the deception. But it's all he knew. The woman was in the trance. You know what I'm saying now? So marriage has already made the thing like you need a lot of eyesight to find what Adam really did. But when God sees a man, he wants to see you and see you as you are, so that he can receive you, or he can raise you, or he can supply what is necessary in your life to make you one. Amen. The word single means what? It means unit. Oh. It means oh. Or complete one. And you know, in marriage, God's mystery is to make two one. They are not one really when they got married. One is a dream. It's a journey they will attain. So they give them a certificate to start with. You are two now, though we join you. But you're going to go through a journey of joining to become one. What God wants is one. So what God wants to see or rest is a single man. Hallelujah. Are you in the house with me tonight? Say amen. So the single estate is very, that's why we didn't manage it with married. It's married that come and learn singleness from singles. This project is a single project. The one you miss when you were single as a married person, now you will rest on grace for recovery. The one who has it for now in the program of God is a single. So if you have not been married in the past year, are we in the house, please? It's not a mistake. Come on, say it's not a mistake. Come on, say it again. It's not a mistake. That's why for us in the house here, we respect the married people, but we don't place them on the single. You know, it's not that when a 20-year-old is married now, he becomes yeah. When that year old is not married, he becomes. So, as it were, marriage just earned the other one a lift. No. Marriage does not give you a lift. Marriage only gives you the place of manifestation. It means what you have acquired as single, it will show it. You will show it. That's why all the... are you in the house with me, please? All the bitterness you had before that was not treated as a single person, and we didn't see it, where you manage to show? So marriage is a stage of manifestation. That man's kindness, you will see it on his wife. That woman's goodness, you will see it on the husband. So things show more in marriage than single. But it has been there as single. Are we in the house together, please? So, marriage is honorable. It's not more honorable. So, there's no comparison between singleness and marriage. Singleness stands on its own. It's also honorable. Paul said to Timothy, let no man despise thy youth. Don't let any man look down on you because you are single. Because in every generation, single, the devil has bastardized the space of singleness. But he has stolen the assignment to be done away. I will in the house this. So because they have lost the assignment, the enemy has busied them with the assignment. When you hear a single person, he's a fornicator. A single person is a rebellious man, it's a trouble man. A single person, tell me again what they do. What they know with them? Yahoo boys. A single person. Eh? Gossipers. A single person. Busybody. A single person. Bet Niger. Single person. Cultists. When you pack them, when you pack 100 cultists, 80 of them will be singles. So it means that there's something about them that they didn't discover. I went to the hospital. That the thief came to steal. It's a destiny or a space that is not unveiled. Enemy saw a potential there and stole it and equipped them with the wrong spirit because they have capacity to run. So they can run his own race. Thank you, the thief cometh not for to kill, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So he came and stole away the single estate and began to use it to further his kingdom. Hallelujah. For the time of restoration has come. I said the time of restoration has come. Jesus has come because he said, I am come that they may have life. They have more life, and they have life abundantly. Abundantly. I want to know, you know, when we're in church, when we're younger, in church, they'll go and build youth church. But youth will not allow the church to rest. So they build youth church so that the older one can rest. Because the restlessness of the youth, one small, one hall, can't contain them. Say amen. They are not expecting anything from the youth. Oh. No, they are not expecting. You have no idea or contribution. But go and make your noise there and aspire. When you marry, you'll be tired. You will join us. You'll become like us. Say amen. So you see a disconnected generation. God expect those ones to bring their fire to ignite the slowness, the dullness of the aged one. To connect the father and their children. Children of the father. I want to house this. To bring back the wisdom of the just. But somebody knew what is in there. He went in there, broke it, and separated them. So the young ones have seen the old ones and said, what is Baba way? Old school. The younger one has seen, I want Modita. I want Modita in law. I find the washa. Energy. Say amen. Hallelujah. We need the energy of the young people. And we need the wisdom of the just. Together, the devil knows he can't handle it. And God is restoring back the alignment again. That's one of the ministries of Elias before the day of the Lord. I told Elias is not just John. It's not just Elijah. It's a spirit. The spirit that prepares the way before the Lord will come. Say, amen. I want the house together, please. So I want us to know that the singles project, I'm just trying to bring back to you, that is an important estate. You're not meant to keep waiting for your husband to come. That's not your dream of life. You're not meant to just keep on going to school and use school to cover the whole thing. When you finish your first degree and the husband has not come, go for master's. When you finish for master and husband has not come, go for PhD. Just keep on going. But the old going is in expectation of an husband. When the husband comes, it's like, oh, vision accomplished. Dream fulfilled. And for the man, he keeps working and keep working and keep working, trying to break through and ensure that he's able to take care of the family. All he's doing is how to make enough money. One man, how to make enough money to be sure. That's why the first money he makes, he goes to get a house. The next money he makes, he goes to buy a car. The next money he makes, he equip the house. When the lady comes and see the house, you now know that you are ready for marriage. Say, hey, man. So everything about our single life look like all we are living there for is to prepare for marriage. But may I shock you? That's not the reason. The reason for single life is for dominion. Say amen.
Dominion. Dominion is for you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Nostelifi nahak nahazia ete tevliodea. For upon a ND7 ahatolemen katu vijali. I have a burden in my heart, says the Lord, that might understand, that you might see, that you might perceive, and you might understand. For if you will but understand why you were made to start with, you will turn around your world. You will turn everything about you around to look, to go after this one thing, to pursue this one thing. For lo, indeed, you were made for dominion. 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 But an adversary walked in and turned it upside down. Turned around the reason for pursuit. Turned around the reason for living. Turned around the reason why you breathe. Yeah, it was done by a wicked man. Yeah. It was done by a wicked man. He does not love you. He hates you. He doesn't want you to attain this one thing. He doesn't want you to attain. He knows. He knows. If you attain it, he is doomed. He is done for. He is done for. So he prevents you from generation to generation. He laid into your shoulders with things that profit not. With things that profit not. For he is scared of your dominion. He is scared of your dominion. One man attained it in a singular state, and that human life became turned around. Yeah. Yea, the earth became upside down. Hallelujah. Because one man dared to go all the way and attain unto dominion in a single estate. As a single man. Yeah, that thing that was done by Jesus was what you are meant to do. It is what you are meant to become. It is who you are meant to be. That is what we intend in our heart. In the day we made your mother to meet your father, we intended that you also will be like him. Yeah. You also will be like him. A man of dominion. A man of dominion. In the image and in the likeness of God. You were made for more than this, amen. Says the Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Say amen. You know, the human life is a designed life. From conception, even from God bringing your father and mother together, like that prophet said, to raise a godly seed. It was a programmed life. Every stage of your life, like you have the same life naturally from your babyhood stage, you are born a babe, right? They become a little child. From a little child, they become a growing child. From there, you become an adult, growing adult, and all of that. There are stages of life that expresses what you can do in nature. For example, a child can't say, I want to have a baby. It's impossible because it's, that state of life is not designed to carry a baby. You know what I'm saying? So God has designed life like that. As you have them in the natural, so also you have them in the spiritual. The only man that has followed the chronological structure of growth spiritually. The only man that has followed how God ordained man to grow from babyhood is Jesus. That's the only man. And he became the son, the full son of God at 33. He became a professor of eternal life. Say amen. So even today, natural things like academics, I now see that you see that those who go to academic system with so much grace, maybe the academic brilliant ones, not just some of us who try to be academic. You know what I'm saying? Amen. Some of us who are just have 2-2, 2-1, and go to academics, that's not your recropping. That's not your excellent practice. There's something about you didn't know that you assume it's academics. You know what I'm saying? Those who are, amen. Are you in the house within place? Those who are programmed for academics, who are graced there, you see them, most of them are genius. So it's an intellectual world. Are we in the house place? So you see them, most of them, see them. There's one of them we have in Nigeria many years ago called Professor Ayodele. He's the first mechanical engineer in Nigeria. The first mechanical engineer in Nigeria. He became a professor at 30. Chike Obi, his son, then Lauren, became a professor at 32. So when you meet them like that one, this one are the professors who, when you see their work, you will see not only excellence, not fairness. There's something they call it. The propriety. And when you do a work that is novel, not those who write journals, I met journal size. Those ones chart courses in knowledge. They bring new things in knowledge. Not assume new things. I mean new things that has been proved and been used in many places. The bulk of other professors are to support those ones. So it means that, can you see that? So it means by design, if grace is available on a man, he should prophesy. Or should profess at those areas of life. What am I saying? Life is chronological. What did I say? Come on. I want you to come to some understanding in this meeting. I'm not trying to just douse you with. I want to come to time with some things that are important for travel on the earth. You need to have certain things with you to travel on the earth and not grow up in darkness and just try many things. Sometimes we just think the way to do it is to be shushy. No, that is not. We can be shushy and still not make it. As not strike the vein or the path of life. What God expects, sir, is that a single man to register his presence in the pursuit of eternal life. He should be enlisted in the pursuit of eternal life as a single person. He should know where he's going. He should not be going to heaven. He should have settled clearly destination and has put his feet on the path and has been approved as a member of them who is going for the promise of eternal life. Say amen. Amen. Now when you look at Genesis chapter 2, are you in the house of the place? God made them living souls. What does that say? God made the man, breathed into his nostril, the man became a living soul. Come on, say living soul. A living soul man is an everlasting being. A living soul has entered into the everlasting world. It's in the realm of the living. You know, God is the God of the living and the God of the true. Are we in the house, please? The realm of God or your Father's world is the world of the living and world of the true. So he put the man, he made him a living soul. A man who can stand in God's presence. You can now see how God will come to him. Are you in the office? At the cool of the day, and God will speak to him straight. And we hear what God is saying. I'm not saying that he will hear what looks like what God is saying. He will hear exact precision of what God is saying. He will hear them as God meant them to be. God said, where are you? He said, I heard thy voice. I heard thy voice. And I hid myself. It was in the garden. And God said, where are you? And he said, can't you see me, God? Why are you so? I said, he knew that he was not where God left him. I went in the house this. He knew that he was in the place when the last time he met God. And now that he has left the place, he has fallen. He has shifted where he is. Yet on the earth, he's in the same garden. God had to chase him out of the garden, right? Say, hey, man. So God can't be looking and say, oh, is there another tree? Is over the tree? No. God knew he was still in the garden. But it means that we are no more where I place you. God just said, in my Father's house are many mansions. There are many places. I got to prepare a place for you. That where I am, there you should be. So there are many places, but you should not stay, you should not abide. You can come through many places, but you should not abide in many places. You should come up to the abiding place. Say, amen. Where I am, that's where you should be also. Do you understand? I'm just trying to let you know what God delivered to the single man. So God placed them, made them. Are you in that place? Let's go through chapter 6. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man. Are you there with me? Formed man. Who was the man? Formed Adam. What was Adam? Male and female. Out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life. And man became. So a living soul was actually formed. God formed living soul. Say, hey, amen. So it's the Lord God who formed the living soul. Or he made the living soul. He gave him his own life. And God gave them instructions on what should be done. Say, hey, amen. Are you in the house with me, please? So when you go there, the Lord planted the garden in the eastward of Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord to grow every tree like that. And you move down to verse 14. And the name of the third river is Edekel, 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat. Are you there with me, please? For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be. Can you see? Can you see? He has finished that verse. It's not good that the man should be alone. That the man should not exist just as male and female. Because the male was complete. Female was complete. Then Jesus said that it was the man that God gave the job to do dress. No, it's Adam. That's why they carve in the issue of the man being the breadwinner. And many years say, yeah, we said more than a breadwinner. Man is not a breadwinner. Bread, provision is for the two, all of them. Say, hey, man. Are you in the house with me, please? Bread, provision is not man's job. Say, hey, man. Because for every man, that's the dream of your life. How you provide for your household? It is the man and woman that has a job to provide for the household. Because the man is the head of the house, he has more trust. He has more commitment as the number one. But it's not just, that's why a woman can earn that the woman man today. Your wife can earn more than you. If you are the one that should provide for the bread, why should God give your wife more money? He should have given it to you. He should have made sure that in life you are always beating him in class, beating her in class. Or in the same class, he beat you. Primary school, she beat you. Secondary school, she beat you. Investigation, she beat you. She had 2-1, I 2-1, you had 2-2. You manage. Say amen. And because the job ahead is not dependent on how much you earn. Say amen. The fall has given man a job that's not just his own. So every man on earth, yes, look, man, how to win bread. Feeling that when I win bread, my wife will submit to me and my children will obey me. But since I've been winning bread, have they submitted to him? He has died before his day. He has died. Go and check how many women today that have lost their husband. The man will die at 50, 60. The woman will be 85. You know they die. Because the man carry a load that's not his own load. Say amen. If I want the money, it's not complete. I say, love, how much is in your account? Ah. It's not my job alone. It's our job. I don't win L'Oreal by doing it alone. Why I'm the husband is not because of what I'm going to win for him, for her. Say amen. Are you in the house with the place? I'm talking about, let's go back to the manual and see the manual. Because after he put them in the garden, that he says it's not good that the man should be alone. Let's connect them. Let's make these two to become one. They have been one. Let's do the wonder of making the two to become another one. So it means that if they fulfill their mandate as single, to be easier for them to fulfill their mandate as married. To become one is dependent on if they have been one as single. So there's no magic of the marriage state. It's the impute of single. You are versed in marriage. What I say? It is the impute at single estate you are versed in marriage. That's why marriage is multiplied. Single is be fruitful. If you're not fruitful, you can't multiply. And he blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. So if you're not fruitful, so multiply is not having more children. It's produced after your kind. Be a whole. So that your children can become whole. So you can be Adam and raise other Adam like yourself. Say amen. I want the house to get a place. So I'm trying to let you know tonight that estate is not accidental. It's well calculated. It's well calculated. Don't let your emotions have the best of you. I'm feeling high. That's the way they normally feel high. Say amen. I feel pressed. That's why they feel pressed. It is normal in that estate. It's normal. Jesus went through it and he became the Son of the living God. Do you understood? There are materials that is in progress not to be used. You just went through everything you felt. But I say, the nyash you are seeing today, that's your trouble. Jesus made the yansh. Now he created them. He now came into the world of human being and put on feeling that can make him appreciate it. But today, it's your trouble. Prayer of masturbation is your trouble. It's not your trouble. Because it's a program in your body in progress. Because there are other things going on than the feelings. You are not just a mere emotional being. You are a spirit, soul, and body. I said you are a spirit, soul, and body. As you are going through motion in your body, just know that other motions are designed to go through your spirit and your soul. Not only so, sometimes you just feel as if you are a mass of flesh. You are not a mass of flesh. Those feelings can be pronounced in terms of feeling. But there are other faculties in your being that are designed for other things. Now, do you know what makes you a human being? It's not just your body. But what makes you a human being is first of all your spirit and soul. He made a man and breathed on his nostril. He became a living soul. Not living body. So your essence of nature is first in your spirit and soul. Your body is just the house. And your highest trump today is your body. I felt that. I don't like that. I'm having this prayer. I'm having this hormonal thing. I'm having this. All in the body. Because the devil has blinded our eyes from the investment and the role that your spirit and soul should perform. You have become slave of your emotions. Say, hey, man. And I can assure you in this season that everything's going to do a great work in your body. Because your soul will be circumcised. Your body will become a slave of your soul. A slave of your spirit. Because God ordained the body to just be a place to showcase what is being done inside the body. So life is not just body. Life is spirit and soul. Life. What defines life is not the body. What defines the life is spirit and soul. Say amen. And spirit and soul gives the body its frame. What determines how you look in your body is your spirit and soul. That's why someone can see your soul from the way you walk. If your soul is draggy, you see the person will be draggy. Not because he has malfunction in his muscle. The soul is draggy. Your body's mirroring what's inside of your body, of your soul. If you go to school, I was saying, if you go to school and you acquire knowledge of school, it gives you a kind of brightness. This is a village boy who left village. Joshua has been in village for 16 years. In those days, there are many of our Egbans who went to school from village. Who went to village secondary school all their life. From primary school to secondary school is village. Afternoon, they are in the bush. Go after that. But the Egban can be very brilliant. I went to the house, please. We'll sit for GCE, pass GCE. Sit for JAM. In those days, sit for admission exams to university and pass the exam. And they will admit, bro, to OAU. Then you need fair. Great affair. Say amen. And the man will pack his load. When he's coming to great affair, all the stellites will welcome him. Jambito. All they know them, the way they walk. And they look. When they meet them on the road anyway, Jambito. You wonder, how do they know me? Your frame has sold you out. Your look. Where you be looking? Oh my God! He's lived his life in a place in the bush without a civilization. Are you in the house with me? In those days, is that when he came, get close to do a hall? And you do what I mean? I will hall. No, I will was the major hall for termites. So still I see, I'm not still light. You know, when you are coming from the bush, you don't make carrying your garden on your head. They say, your garden is leaking. You'll be looking behind us. It's leaking. They'll just find you and know it's Jambito. That bro, what's his, just his matriculation. And stay in school for 2 semesters. When he's going back home, there's a brightness on bro. He buys a shirt, uniform. He buys a kind of shoe, or a kind of whatever, and goes to, when he gets to village, every girl just know that bro has changed stature, has changed packaging, has changed ordination. What happened? That just that atmosphere just gave a brightness. Exposure. A brightness. Hallelujah. What was the light in there? The mind. Educational light shone on the mind. And the body will be right. His steps will change. His confidence. His carriage. Just changes. He talks to audience and believe they are hearing him. They believe he has something to give to audience. And they listen to him. In the past, when he says he should talk, he doesn't know what to talk. He will look away from faces. But something has lighted now that gives a boldness. Say, hey, man. To let you know that guy you are seeing is not just a body. His soul is given his frame. What the frame should look like. Say, hey, man. Hallelujah. Amen. What am I saying? Lives are in the spirit and soul. So when you say life, that means life before God. There are lives. That's why I like this song. I like this song. Immortal, invisible is my best song. In the message of eternal life is my best song. Immortal, invisible, the only wise God. In light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the ancient of days, almighty, victorious. I can't hear you, please. Thy great name we praise. Say amen. Unresting, unhasting, stable, as silent as night. From eternity has been as silent. As silent. Nothing exists without him and is unperturbed. It's complete in himself. Life makes full meaning in himself. He does not need anything to exist. He does not need anything to be sustained. He does not need anything to be fulfilled. He is fulfilled and complete in himself. No wanting, no wasting. Thou rulest the night. Who will ever think that Almighty God can step out into a world of creation and make as vast universe as the heavens and the earth? Who can ever think about that? That can make as vast universe, yet for eternity as silent. I don't know what was moving in them in the day they said, let us make man in our own image. And after our likeness. But they were saying that silence as night. I like this tongue of Syria. To all life thou givest. To both great and small. In all life thou livest. The true, that give me the strata of life. The strata of life. Our life is stratified. The highest life is what you live. Then you now give great life, small life. But it's not life, it's not great and small. It's true life. Are you here tonight? Yeah? He has a true life. He get great life and small life. Say amen. That's life strata. So life that means life are great lives. Now the life that can stand in his presence. They are great lives. A life that can stand in his presence are great lives. And the list of the great life is living soul. The list of the great lives is the living soul. Then they called those life from living soul up. They call it empty life. Empty. Then heavenly life. So the first man was made is of the earth, empty living soul. That's where they start. Empty life. Then spirit life, angelic life. Are you celestial life? Are we in the house, please? Then the life of God, which is called life of above. That is above all. Are you in the house here? That's how life is stratified. So life is not stratified vertically or horizontally. Life is stratified by grade. Yesterday I was saying, where is heaven? Heaven is not because it's here. Heaven is heaven because it's above. Heaven is heaven because heaven is higher. Now, Isaiah 55. Are you in the house when you're here today, please? Say, hey, amen. He's talking about, for my what? Thank you. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, says the Lord. Neither are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth. So higher is grade of life. It's not vertical or horizontal. It's great. Quality. Heavens are higher than the earth. So are my ways higher than your ways? We need to break through the secret of how life became what we see now. I tell you, if you don't have the secret, we'll just be saying, you stop masturbation. We're going to be using, how they call it? Can you see that? It will open you know. So they are approaching church or dealing with demons that torment people. Does not give people the liberty. It is a temporary relief until you understand how life operates. So the heavens are higher than the earth. So earthly life is lower than heavenly life. What I say? Earthly life. Now, what they call earth today. Originally, earth is part, is just the little below the heavenly life. It's not really a fall off. It is the fall that made earth become earthly and became far from heaven. The living soul that was made was earthy. And it's an everlasting being. To let you know the grade of life of the earthy. So say that to start with the earthy life is an everlasting, is the peak of the everlasting, the peak of the earthy. It's the earthy life. But it's a high life. It's a life that can abide God's presence. And it's very close to the heavenly life. So the first man was earthy. The other was a living soul. And it was abiding God's presence. It was not heavenly. The second man is Lord from heaven. Not Lord of heaven. Lord from heaven. It's Lord. Hid in heaven. Is the Lord over the heavens. Say amen. His own heaven is higher than the heavens. It is fall that brought sensual life. Sensual life became earthly life. I think in Philippians 3, verse 9, Paul was rebuking people who left spiritual life and became earthy. Amen. 3:19. It is the many work of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping. They are the enemies of the cross of Christ. whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. So they are falling now to mind earthly things. So they are earthly creatures who are heavenly minded. But the fall created earthly creatures that became earthly minded. So they went sensual. They only long after their belly. If they don't have a gain, they don't go after it. Their body have to gain. Say amen. There must be money there. There must be fame there. Something must profit them personally. It doesn't profit their personal gain. They don't go after it. And Paul says they are enemies of the cross of Christ. But originally speaking, earthly life was not a sinful life. It's just the lower life of the celestial life. Praise God. Ephesians 6. Let's see 6. There Paul was talking about. Yeah, I was talking about evil, you know, other spirits that fell. What they became, okay? But it says in verse 12, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Are you there? Against principalities and power. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. Can you say high places? So all of them have places in heights. And the places they occupy, it's determined by how much of debt they carry. The one God made, they carry life. Colossians, let's see Colossians. Amen. Chapter 1, Colossians 15. For by him were all things created that are in heaven. Are you there with me today? And that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or power. All things were created by him and for him. So this is the one he made originally that are in heaven and earth. So really, heaven, what's called heaven and earth, are places for life display. Let me say it again. What is called heaven and earth? In Genesis 1:1 it said, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. The essence of heaven and earth is going to display grace of life. So earth has grace of life. Are you there with me? And heaven has grace of life. Before he made heaven and earth, the original life has been. What's that life? Life of God. The true life has been before creation. When he made heaven and earth, he filled. I like what it says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. Genesis 2:1. But thus the heavens and the earth were finished. And all the host of them. So God filled them with. So why they made them was to carry beings. Or to carry lives. Say amen. When you hear the word cherubim of glory, hear the word seraphim, they are all display of life qualities. Even among the angelic, the life of the angels are angelic life. They still have grades of life among them. God is just wonderful to let you know how life grade is inside him himself. He can't spell himself out. Because I said something, like, what's heaven and earth is God. So God himself is heaven and earth. What did I say? God is heaven and earth. So he only brought himself out and brought out life that spells out cadres of life inside of him. No wonder Paul talks about growing up to him in all things. Growing up to the head. You are inside one being and you are growing up to the head. So what's in the head? This the head has a higher life than the feet. Amen. When you start from the feet, you'll be seeing cadre of life. Inside one person. The being called Christ. I like Ephesians chapter 1. Are you in the house with the bliss? Blessed be God, the Father of glory, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Blessings in heavenly places. Blessings are not the same blessing. So there are quality of blessing in a place. So God used Jesus to display level of blessings. So inside Jesus, now you have power. You have principality. You have might. You have dominion. You have names inside one being. That's what God displayed out before in angelic creation. He now embody it in his Son as it is in God. To let you know that God display himself in creation. So God is mighty. God is powerful. God is might. God is dominion. God is almighty. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. Almighty is all might. Say amen. So, what does it mean? Heaven and earth is a place of display of life. Grace of life. Jesus came and was playing with the demons and all that. So if I have, spoken to you of earthly things, and you are still wanting to understand, how will I speak to you of heavenly things? Earthly things. So those things are things of a life. So when you see a lion, like when you see a lion, that one display a kind of life that is not displayed by elephant. They are all made in different manner, shades displaying all kinds of life. That's the beauty of heaven. Say amen. Are you with me in the house here? So you will see in 1 Corinthians, Jesus explained that better. I want to create that before I move to the next thing I have to say. It's important for what we have to do about high life. Say high life. Come on, say high life. So as you have more great life, small life, so also in the realm of the dead, you have small dead, great dead. Dead are in various levels. I think in Revelation it said, I saw him that sat upon the throne, and before him, the dead. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged, both small dead and great dead. Who created small and great dead? Evil spirits. So what those principalities and power carry are dead. They are dead. They are dead matters. When men intercourse what they carry, they give them their life. Their life is what's called dead. It's their life. So it's great or dead. Say, hey, man. Are you still with me in the house here? So it means the all, don't look at life in terms of I'm going to heaven, I'm going to hell. It's just twin. Only that heaven constitutes greater life or higher life than the earth. That's why the Bible says that he made the man little lower than the angels, right? And he was crowned with glory and honor. So man, the man that was made, even the man that was made before issue of fall came, he still made him little than lower than the angel. Really, lower than angels. The man is lower than angels. Man is lower than angels. Angels are higher than man. So angels are, doesn't matter if they live down the earth, they are celestial beings. They only bear the earthly life. They don't need your car. They don't need your house. They don't drive it. It's not part of their care and concern. But in their world, their transport is not by car. What carries them is their life. You know what I'm saying? Their life makes transport. For them to fly swiftly is as simple as move swiftly is as simple. But they move and you see them. They reduce their speed. You can't see them at their speed. Why are they there? It's their frame. How God made them. Say amen. Now, if they carry lives, there's a lives is treasure. What did I say? As low as fishes. Fish. If they remove fish from the world, some creature will disappear. I'm sure that your protein consumption will drop. Because what fish is doing for your for your preconception. Cow cannot do it. The commonest food and the healthiest protein is fish. And depended on by so large, not only by human being, the other lives in the water. Fish life is so small life, but so important and valuable. Now, beyond just the protein value, the treasure, do you know how much study, sir? Have you ever been to school and carried a book of fishery? And see a book on how fish breed. The gifts of fish. When you start studying, you enter the physics. You start studying circular motion. Just on fish. To let you know that if low life like fish carries much of that tree of knowledge. What are professors? What are they learning in university? It's knowledge of fish. I have PhD in fishery, aquaculture. When you get to Futa, professors, fish. Many. All my work, mushroom. All my work, mushroom. I can stay on just two types of mushroom and I have professor. Just mushroom. So, what can give you that level of recognition in knowledge? What treasure is put inside of it? So, listen to me here. Life is treasure of knowledge. Why do you think Satan can take one third of angels and build his kingdom with them? Now, he didn't create any one of them. He only tutored them in another way of life. And the old dominion against man has been raised for, I don't know how long, years. And still standing. To know how much the constraints are. To understand the seraph. To learn the way of it. Listen to me. Proverbs says, go to an ant. You thou sluggard. That thing that go on the road. That means nothing. God said to sluggard. Now, does it mean there's no other way of God training a man to be hardworking? That man has fallen from higher knowledge, higher reasoning, higher wisdom. Angels can talk to him about hardworking, won't know it. Are you in the house with me? So God needs to refer to a lower life. So if you can learn hard work from ant, the how much treasure of knowledge is in the ant. Are you in the house here today, please? So it means the whole of heaven and earth are decorations of layers of knowledge and wisdom. Only few of the knowledge has been hijacked today and put in school. Only small. And build a wall around it and call it university. Tiny part of the knowledge. Colossians 2, describing the mystery of the Father, mystery of God, the Father, and Christ. He said, in whom are hid all the treasure, mark there, all treasure. So it means that other creatures have treasures. But in this ones are hid all treasure of wisdom and knowledge. So what makes a being? What defines a being? is the wisdom, the treasure of wisdom and knowledge. I like the word, come and say treasure. Say, come and say it back again. So what make a life high or low? It's not how noisy it is. It's not how noisy it is. It's not how groovy it is. When I want to check the grade, they will check what is the grade of wisdom and knowledge. That determines what grade of life it is. Say amen. What makes life? Wisdom, knowledge. Now, that is one thing that connects or defines a life. Now, in the fallen human world, knowledge and wisdom is the key to professional acquisition. It's not key to life. So, listen to me. So, what we have built is school. Ile iwe. We have not built ile eko. We have not built ile ogbon. Because man is trying to acquire life without the Creator. So somebody is training man now to acquire life. And that life is acquiring his dead. So after you have gone through school, you finish school, you're wondering, what should I do now? You have learned the book. You have not learned language. You have learned the book. You have not learned wisdom. When you finish school, you go back to the person who has the wisdom. He will not take you through training of wisdom. What other things respond to is wisdom and knowledge. What creation respond to is wisdom and knowledge. Say amen. I said, all of these places are called storehouses. Matthew 6 verse 19. Jesus said something there that is very unique. Lay not up for yourself. Lay not up for yourself. Why did he say, lay up not for yourself? Because you don't know yourself anymore. What this word told us, they told us, lay up for yourself. That's why you go to school, is that not? You don't want to be poor. The film they show now, the mother is concerned. You have left school 2 years after leaving school. There's no job. Job you are doing can't earn you future living. Is that the way you'll be going? So we are trained to lay up for ourselves. And when you lay for yourself, you will lay up on earth. But the way of the heavens, nobody has shown to us. We're rot. So, now, why job is no more job? You know, when you read medicine, when you read pharmacy, when you read law, when you read engineering, you know what to do when you finish, right? Now, before you leave campus, those who need you will be coming. When there's graduation, you will see companies, Pfizer, M&B, see them packed with their executives, coming to hunt for the best brain. This is the one you have your own graduation. What do you see? Tarpaulin, drum, rice. Nobody needs you. Nobody needs you. You only dance to yourself. I went to the house to get a place. All they told us to lay up is laid up in the place where rust can corrupt it. Where thieves can break through and steal. We are not trained to lay up in heaven. Now, there are treasures of the earth, there are treasures of the heavens. What did I say? Come on, say it again. I've told you what defines life is treasure. What's the treasure? Wisdom and knowledge. Your generation, treasure is dollar. Treasure is pounds. Treasure is big car. Rayo is big tire. When the guys with a big tire, they have shoe. Tacha tire. I don't know what has happened today. I tell you that every girl want money. They don't come, they don't care how much it is, even in the 2000. And every girl say, can I get your account? You'll be there 209645. Even if you just yap him now, see your face, see your mouth. Okay, that's okay. What's your account number? If we forget all you have done against her, I said, who has done this? What is this one? Don't talk to me like that one. I'm not your mate. Why can't you be saying that? That's okay. Put your account here. Can you have a lunch? Don't I just lunch? Yeah. Give me your account number. The face will change. Are they here? I feel they're not in this place. I know that a woman likes to receive from a man. I know that. But to a point that a woman does not know this grace, it's pathetic. You look like a goat head. Eyes will change. Okay. Let's leave that one. I just need to give something small. I don't know how small this is. First go change. You remember that somebody has insulted your father, your mother. So to tell you that thief has stolen that life. Moth has eaten that life. That life is corrupted. And there's no way the enemy will not have the best of that life. For that life, anything that sounds big, boy, is life. He doesn't know the fiber of what is called life anymore. No dignity. Say amen. Lay up for yourself. So the only place where yourself can gain what? It's only when it is in heaven. Why? What they lay up in heavenly life, heavenly places, does not lose value. Why angels like to stay in heaven is that the grade of life of heaven does not make them lose life easily. They don't lose life. When you are on earth here, you lose life easily. Things here fade away. You know what I'm saying? Things here change. This here lose luster. If you paint your house today, no matter how fine the house is, in 2 years, you need to touch it again. If you buy the thing, looks so glorious, so dazzling, give me some months. Why? The earth makes things lose value. You can't sustain value on the earth. So when you live, when you subscribe to lower life, you will depreciate faster. Value will come down easily. Even our naira, even dollars, is struggling to maintain value. Pounds is struggling to maintain value. So much is being done to keep the value on. Why? They are all earthly things. Than the world of frame of sphere where things are meant to lose value. Say amen. So any man that seek that world, that life, will lose value easily. So we need to struggle to maintain value. Say amen. Hallelujah. Say amen with me, please. So it means heaven is a place to lay treasure. I say, lay treasure for yourself. What's yourself? Build yourself. The place where you can build yourself and you'll be immune is with heavenly things. If you build with earthly things, you will lose value. You will struggle to maintain. While you're on the earth here, what you build will start collapsing your face. Say, hey, amen. Don't even touch your old boys. Who tells you I don't care about life? Life is not about how long you live. Just 10 years, let me enjoy my life. When they are deceived, and they come to that covenant arrangement, and they begin to have what they feel is life, and they start passing away, they start remembering that they have not gotten what they bargained for. You can't back up anymore. Somebody has deceived you. I went to the hospice to tell you that they said there's something you will get. Listen to me. What will he tell them about what to do with the money? He tells them that money will make life. He told them that when you build a big house, you have a good car, that your life will appreciate. But life, it's not defined by what is made. Life is defined by what you are. God said to Jesus, "This is my well-beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." He didn't say with whom. In whom. So it means what pleased God is not what he did. It's in. So the real you is who you are. But the devil will insult you to feel that you are useless. In fact, you have no what? See your life. What's going on in your life? Your clothes. Your house. Your status. And because you also are bought into that lie, I went to the hospice. To feel that is your life, you also feel that you have been robbed. That the other guy said, life is passing me by. Why is that passing him by? The things that his parents are doing is not doing it. Because somebody told him a lie. That what they are doing is their life. But truly in the spirit, your life is not what you possess. It's who you are. The life of man does not consist in the abundance of what he possesses. It's in what makes him up. Or what he has gained. Or treasure. So a soul is a place to lay treasure. What did I say? Come and say it again. A soul is a place to lay treasure. If you can gain earthly knowledge and your worth changes, how much more when you gain spiritual knowledge? Because that thing you gain is like wheat to a shaft. Your mental knowledge is like your shaft. Because when you are getting older, you'll be losing it. You'll be losing it. It's not meant to stay with you. When you are going to your grave, you won't retain your mental knowledge. That's why a dying man does not know if he's a doctor. He doesn't know he's a lawyer. In fact, it's a legal luminary. He doesn't know it. That part of knowledge you have is a shaft. It is to pass away. The real knowledge that makes you is the wheat. Or the spiritual knowledge you acquire. Say amen. So Jesus was making an emphasis to those who are going after the kingdom, that you have to go and learn how to lay up treasure in heaven. I read the place to us like was yesterday in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Paul said, charge them that are rich in this world not to be high-minded. Do you know what it takes to be rich in this world? You feel like you have accomplished, you feel like you have arrived, you feel like you have attained. You feel like, wow. But say, don't be high-minded. Because what you are aiming is uncertain. Not only that you can lose in this world. When you are living in this world, you can take nothing out of this world. For we brought nothing to this world. And it is certain that we take nothing out of this world. So there are things we gain in this world that is going nowhere. Are you in the house with me, please? Well, I tell you, they can command some level of respect and level of riches on the earth here. And amazingly, you know that God wants to be rich also. He doesn't just want to be minded in riches. God wants to bless you also. Say amen. God wants to be able, He wants to be able to do everything that you need to do on the earth here. There are things you need to do on the earth here. Some of them you may need billions. And God expects you to have the billions. But the issue is this one. Am I in the first place? You must first settle treasure. Am I in the house with please? You are a spiritual being. Somebody lied to you. That made you feel like your brain is your strength. Listen, your brain is not your strength. Your spirit and your soul is your strength. Say amen.
Amen.
So you just find out that he is a liar from the beginning. And he cannot abide in the truth. He's the father of lie. When he speaks, his natural language is lie. It's his own nature. It's his own nature. To lie is natural to him. That's why you can never get light from this world. Either from the princes. I like what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. And he said further, when we speak, let's see that place. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Quickly, please. Fast enough. 6. Are you still here today, please? Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this. Can I say? Wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world. Sometimes we look for leader of this world who are successful to teach us wisdom or for breakthrough. You know, some people tell you that some books you need to read on the earth before you leave this world. 3 books you need to read, or 10 books you need to read. Books written by princes of this world. They don't know the way of life. They are sent to rob you because they will use their resource to sway you. Their result. The man who became a billionaire at 15. Billionaire at 20. Are we the house, please? People that have natural wisdom. Some people have not even the princes of this world, but they have natural wisdom. All of that is not enough for your glory. There are things ordained. Let me see verse 7, please. Quick. But we speak wisdom, the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained day before the world unto your glory. There's a wisdom, or man, ordained before the world for your glory. When I say glory, glory means what you will attain that will raise you up and give you power over the created order. But this created know their creator. And they can't but respond to their creator. But you are taught to pursue them. And that's why the more you run after them, the more the further they are from you. The more you run after them, the more the further they are from you. Because they are not meant to be run after. They are meant to follow man. Jesus was confronted to pay tax. And they're going to tempt him if he pay tax. He said, those who are natural citizens should not pay tax. But total, we will offend them. Go to the water. The first fish you catch, where do you find coin inside of mouth of a fish? Is coin food? To let me know that Creator knows where the coin is. When the Creator needs it. So what you are looking for in Sokoto is in your Sokoto. There's a Sokoto. That everything you need in Sokoto is always present. Listen to me. These 3 days is to show you the way of life. The way of victory. The way of stability. Our struggle is enough. Our agitation is enough. Our anxiety is enough. Our running helter-skelter. It is the devil that should be running to and fro. It's the one who is cursed to run to and fro. Let's run to Abuja, maybe it will happen there. Let's run to Sodom, maybe it will happen there. But I go to Maribu. What is happening to you? Anywhere the son of your fish are tread upon, say, I give it to you. Many years ago, I came to the point that if the Lord say go to Laje, it will take time to change Laje to a city. It's just a matter of time. But when going there, coming, something will happen there. The devil told you are a mere person. The devil told you, who is your father? Where is your background? How will you make it? Tell him you have another connection. Say, our Father, what in heaven? You have a Father in heaven. Heaven is not a place to run to. Heaven is a storehouse. For a long time, you are waiting for a time to run to heaven. It's time to possess what is in heaven. What is kept in heaven for you? What is reserved in heaven for you? It is not when you are old. It is now. Come on, say now. In fact, for many of us, we are behind schedule. But redemption is powerful. Redeeming the time. They can compress what we lost in 20 years in 1 year for you. They will cut it short in righteousness. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your time begin to count now. For you, this is the beginning of time for you. A beginning of time. Beginning of time. Your own time begin to count now. That's why scales are falling. Veils are being taken away. What you are coming to know now, you won't lose it ever again. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What God, let me tell you, the real, see, like I said, all of the heaven and the earth, like that one, As you see them, God decorated them with lives and put wisdom in all of them. But actually, all of the wisdom is in God. So when you hear the hidden wisdom, it contains all wisdom. That's where God went to go and archive creation. But really, the restore is there. So he said, where is the place of wisdom? Job 28. Say, hey, amen. I'm just opening you up. Tomorrow, things are going to fall here. Some spirit has held grip to your mind for a long time will fall off. You become a new man. But where shall wisdom be found? Where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof. Neither is it found in the land of the living. So the real treasure of wisdom and knowledge is no more in the land of the living. Man has lost the pathway. The dead said, it's not in me. And the said, it's not with me. It cannot be gotten for gold. Neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. I said this season the Lord will open your eyes. They will give you 5 million pounds for wisdom. You will reject 5 million pounds. Because of how much treasure value you have discovered in wisdom. It cannot be valued with gold or offer. That's high value gold. With the precious onyx or the sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it. And the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of Korah or of pearls. For the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not be equal it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. Whence then cometh wisdom? And where is the place of understanding? See, it is hid from the eyes of all living and kept close from the fowls of the air. So spirits don't know the source of wisdom. That's why the one spirits use are perverted one. They are the one that has lost value, corrupted ones. That's why the devil is not too sure. The last lie I told you, we stand. He has to keep telling you lie every day. He's not too sure. But he knows that if you can eat this wisdom, the all is the investment of years will collapse. So he has to stay with you every day, whisper to your ear. And I said, you can't make it say, forget about it. Look at your life. Look at your family. He's kept staying with you. He's not too sure. The lie will stand. Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our eyes. Yes. Let's see on. Let's just move quickly, please. God understandeth the way thereof. Can you see? And he knoweth the place thereof. So it means that it's only God. Say, hey man, who knows the way of wisdom? So the reason for heaven is to keep there treasure of wisdom. And that's what they chose as the light of men. What they call light of men. It's wisdom and knowledge. That's what they ordain. This wisdom that best does not know where it is what they ordain you will live by. They had already ordained that you were going to mesmerize principles and power. They have already ordained that you will make a mess of the fallen cherub. They have decided that he's going to regret his rebellion through the showcase of your life. Not just Jesus, about your life. Hallelujah. I tell you, what you are looking for in this world is not far from you. It's not far from you. It's just around you. But they won't allow you to see it. Because God knows that if you see it quickly, you won't trace this way of wisdom and knowledge. Say amen, please. You cannot understand why Jesus' life was calibrated by that. How can a child be born? And they start calibrating his life by wisdom and knowledge. Luke chapter 1. Is it 2:40? And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. They didn't tell us the school he attended. They didn't tell us his position in classroom. Oh, God, for you and I, position matters so much. You have to be first. If you're not first, don't come back home. And all your life, you have given all your strength to that. Not knowing that all that you are acquiring does not amount to money. The most brilliant people are not the richest people on the earth. Those who employ them are the average brain. Can only get an industry that was made by first class people are always in research in one laboratory that has key. They have to bottle his life there and lock it. Those who are the average brain will be paying him and be paying for grant. When he has grant, he'll be rejoiced everywhere. I want grant. Those who gave him grant, that they are not in school. Say amen. So even naturally, wealth is not how much brilliant your bright mind is. It's how much wisdom they have deposited there. So for Jesus, the measure him, can we have a generation that will be measured by this? Don't be that generation that when they want to measure your growth and all your assess your progress. Are you in the house, please? What you want to say? How am I doing well now? You say, am I waxing strong in spirit? Am I being fit? Am I getting wiser than my enemy? Is grace of God resting on me? Is God's ability working on my life? Have I been able to start doing what I would not be able to do by myself before? Then you are giving yourself right appraiser. The day you start making yourself that way, that day you have been freed. The power of lie of the enemy to an extent has been broken. Do you hear me? For us, most of us here, and our parents, your best dream in life is, I'll give my child the education that I couldn't get. So you go and put your child of 2 years in a school where they pay $1.2 million per month. And you'll be feeling like, you see, that's what I owe that child. The book they read there, sir, is the same book they read, where they pay $5,000. They won't make special textbook for that child. Where it is his age? 1 plus 1. Where he is there? What they will teach is 1 plus 1. You are the one deceiving yourself by his Montessori school. It's a British curriculum. You are just wasting your energy. British curriculum also we teach 1 plus 1. The place of measure of real progress is wisdom and stature of wisdom. And grace that comes by the pile. Because wisdom gives grace. When you start learning wisdom, you start acquiring grace. Ability that is not your own start accruing over time by wisdom. But you have to first of all have to learn how to lay wisdom as treasure. The next thing I enjoy was the next thing about Jesus Christ. And Jesus increased. He didn't increase just in phonetics. Say amen. Because our shine is, you see the things I speak now, I just want to ask you just know that. You see, it's cool when you want to share me. Give me your moja, say amen. And Jesus increased, oh my God, in wisdom and stature. And in favor with God and man. When you hear the word increase, means he's going towards being filled. He's being loaded. He's piling it. Because to him, that is treasure. That is early school. That's how we should go through our elementary schooling. But many of us, we missed it. When we should be piling wisdom, we're learning Bible study. Say, hey, man. The story of Noah. Noah's Ark. Story of Joseph. We didn't have people, we didn't have sent agent. They have curriculum of how to rest. So by 12 years, Jesus has entered, he discovered the Father by wisdom. That's why he learned the Father. It was wisdom that showed him the Father. Because when you learn Christ, say amen. Christ will show you your Father. Now, what is Father? What is Father? Father means where you came from. Your source. Father is not F-A-T-H-E. It's your source. When you learn wisdom. Wisdom will show you your Father. Where you came from, your source. So when you hear Jesus said, don't you know I must be about my Father's business? He said, the source of my wisdom, the source of my spirit, the source of my grace, the one who battered me this way. Because a child does not know Father. Anybody, you show him his daddy. That's why you can adopt a child easily. For a child will know his father, I will ask this, he must have come of age. To know that of all the daddy in this house, this is my father. There are all homes in which you're going to have a child that has like 10 uncles. You know that kind of, I know, family, Abule. Every uncle is daddy. If you think his grandfather is his father. But in the Abule system, grandfather is the one they call father. But when the guy got to age, among the uncles, he will know this is my father. This is my source. There's something inside of him that make him trace his source. So Christ is to make us know our Father. Say amen. So Christ is the wisdom to the Father. When you learn Christ, it gives you a foundation to find your Father. So pray this way. You won't say, my Father. Now say, our Father. The one who battered me is not the one who born you now. So it's now our Father who art in heaven. Why? Because our treasure now is heavenly treasure. So it's not the father of every Christian. It's the father of those who have discovered where their treasure is. Who have found out There's something in heaven reserved for you and I that the devil is afraid of. And that places you in the high life. Say amen. That you are no more of those who have the low life, that have the high life, that has the power to tamper with the great dead. Without high life, you can't destroy great dead. Say amen. Small dead will terrify you. Great dead will terrorize you. But when you assess the high life of the Father, then you have what it takes to destroy all the deads in all their graves. Say amen. You won't be afraid of the principalities and powers, ruler of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high place. All their job is to tell lies, to sell lies, to sell their wares, to deceive men, to make you feel that you have no way out of this jungle, except you subscribe to their lie. And I tell you the good news? The good news is divine. Your Father in heaven has possessed a treasure for you. We won't miss this one. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. A generation has arisen in this time to say, we have a duty to God to return back a generation to the seeking of the treasure early. Early. The single's life is designed for early seeking. But you have to seek him early to find him. So when you are single, you are more easily focused. You are supposed to be more easily focused. Test it now. Now, because the devil knows that, what has he done? He has invented technology now to create distraction. Because single life is a life designed without distraction. And the essence of that life is to get a single eye. So that your body can be full of light. What's your body? Your spirit soul can be full of light. But he came again and invented distractions. So that your eye will not be single. But like, I pray this season that the Lord just restore back a single eye to you. The power to seek one thing. Like David said, one thing have I desired, and one thing have I seek. That's all the days of my life. The power to seek this path is restored back to you. The strength. You will follow Christ unto a point when they will take away your blindness and restore back your eyes to see afar off. You will see afar off. You will see afar off. Listen to me. Why do we say in the house there we don't approve boyfriend and girlfriend? It's to avoid distraction. When you are in part one, and you're already connected to somebody you marry. You don't know when you finish part four in Nigeria. Maybe your 4 years will be 6 years. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Then maybe your service will be delayed for the next batch D, stream two. Then after you have finished the batch B, stream two, then you come back and start looking for a job. Not even looking for a job. Who am I? What will I do now? Did I go and learn a trade? And you have already carried a baggage, part one. That thing will give you distraction. It will drag you, it will dull your pursuit, your sharpness. You are not married, you are not single. That's that. You are in between. So when we say here, don't get involved when you are not ready. We're not trying to be excessively strict. It's that your single life should have power of travel. You should say, I'm following Jesus to Kaduna today and carry your bag. You don't owe nobody. If you are joined to a wife, You can't carry back, sir. Your freedom is restored back to you today, eh? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you get married, sharp, sharp, you don't carry your wife. What's necessary? Married. Married. Chop it up. Single. Married. You don't stay in between for too long. You need your energy intact. Say amen. You need your pursuit focused. You need your eye to be single. And your body. So it is only a single eye that can have body full of light. The Lord will grant you mercy. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, bless the Lord. Appreciate the Lord. Give him praise today.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.